Fatima, where heaven and earth have met. Since the day our Blessed Mother visited her cousin Elizabeth, she has never stopped visiting her people and care for them in time of need, reminding them of the gospel of her son. This happened in Guadalupe, Mexico, and then in Lourdes, France. Let us now hear what was the purpose and message of her visitation in Fatima on every 13th of the month from May to October in 1917. Here now is the director of Radio Maria Canada, Father George Amaro.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to another program about Fatima. We are close to Fatima now because we are speaking about what happened around the world on the year 1917. And so that's the chronology, as I was saying. The chronology of that year mentions Fatima, and interestingly enough, it mentions also on the 13th of May of 1917, the historians mention Fatima together with the Nuncio Eugenio Pacelli. The future Pius XII is consecrated as a bishop by Pope Benedict XV, and is sent to Germany, especially. Well, you know that he will become Pius XII, the Pope of the Second World War. So we knew well what was going on at that time, because he knew how the Reich was coming up, how Germany was somehow preparing for war. He knew all because he was there. And so these two popes, this Pius XII and John the 23rd, both of them had been nuncios. They have been ambassadors of the Vatican City, Pius XII in Germany, and John the 23rd had been nuncio in France. And then, so in 13, this 13 of May, two important things happened: the apparitions of Our Lady in Fatima and the consecration of this archbishop. Then we go to the 7th of June, and we have a big battle, the Battle of Messines, and it opens with the British army detonating 24 ammonal mines under the German lines, killing 10,000 people. So in a single detonation, the deadliest deliberate non-nuclear man-made explosion in history. And of course, we are in the First World War that started in 14 and ended in 18. So the apparitions of Fatima happen between two wars. Our Lady of Fatima pronounced herself about these two wars. She said that this present war will soon be finished, but a worse one is going to come up. So that's one of the prophecies that was done on 1917, and the Second World War started on 1939. It came true. It came true, the prophecy of Our Lady. So this is the Battle of Messines, is one of the bloodiest battles of this First World War. In June, July, we have the Austrian and German forces. These are, so to say, I'm the enemy, so to say, in a way, because they started the war, the Austrian Austrian-Hungarian Empire, backed up by German forces. They started the war, and so they, in the beginning, they were winning, and they repulsed the Russian advance. Now, on August 14 of this same year, 1917, the Republic of China declares war on Germany and Austro-Hungary Empire. And it says this chronology of the 1917, it also mentions Fatima again on October the 13. It says, so this is the normal historians that they put together a list of the important things of that year, so they are not, is not a religious list of things, and they said the miracle of the sun is reported at Fatima, Portugal, on October 13, 1917. Now, another thing that Our Lady spoke about, and we could say that Fatima comes up before the Bolshevik Revolution and comes up to defeat the Bolshevik Revolution, not in as far as politics, I insist, I've said it already many times, I insist that Fatima is not anti-communist. Fatima is anti-militant atheism. Of course, we can say that is anti-communism in so far that communism is a dictatorship. Any dictatorship is bad. Communist dictatorships are bad, but capitalistic dictatorships, so like fascisms, are bad too. So no dictatorship is ever good. But Fatima is not a pronouncement about politics. It's not a politics pronouncement. Fatima is against militant atheism. And militant atheism was created by Russia. Yes, indeed, that was... Russia is the star of militant atheism. We still have militant atheism in China, but China doesn't export it. China is against freedom of religion and against many other freedoms, but they don't export it. But Russia was the star. Exporting is way of politics, so communism, but also militant atheism. I was in Ethiopia at that time in the 90s, and the communism, there was no freedom of religion, and that was all inspiration from the Soviet Union at that time. And when indeed later, when the Soviet Union gave up militant atheism, interestingly enough, that means the conversion of Russia, that we will talk about. When they give it up, there was a man that visited Gorbachev in Russia, in the Soviet Union at that time still, and Fidel Castro, because Fidel Castro continued, and so to say, militant atheism, I guess there is still, I'm not very keen on Cuba, but there seems to be some militant atheism still in Cuba, and Fidel Castro was going to advise Gorbachev to continue militant atheism, and as you know, Gorbachev gave up militant atheism, and for me that means conversion of Russia, so that Russia reconverts to their Christian roots. So, and I'm speaking about the revolution, the October Revolution. We say October Revolution because it happened in Julian calendar, October. But in our calendar, in Gregorian calendar, it happened in November. But it is as known as the October Revolution. So Our Lady of Fatima already said that Russia would disseminate her ideas around the world. She said that, and that's precisely what Russia did. Disseminate militant atheism around the globe in so many countries where the church was persecuted, any religion would be persecuted. So a word about this Gregorian Julian calendar. We have here two calendars. You are not familiar. I am familiar with the Julian calendar because Ethiopia still uses the Julian calendar. The Julian calendar comes after Julius Caesar, the Roman emperor. And that was the calendar that even the Catholic Church used. That was the calendar made up by Julius Caesar, according to the they set up the birth of Jesus. And then the calendar follows from the birth of Jesus, year zero, so forth. So, but when Pope Gregory the Great did his research, he found out that the Julian calendar was wrong. That was the only calendar it existed at that time, that the Julian calendar was wrong, and so he made it right, and he created the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar. So what he did, he added 7 years to the Julian calendar, and that's, you get the Gregorian calendar. So they are different from the birth of Jesus. Now it is known that both calendars are wrong, and but that's okay. So, since the Church was already separated between Orthodox and Catholic Church, then the Orthodox never changed, never adopted the Gregorian calendar, the calendar of Pope Gregory, and the West, of course, adopted that calendar. So that's why we are now 7 years apart, and that's also why the October Revolution happened in the Gregorian calendar in November, November 7. Okay, so we come to December, an important date of that, the last date of that timeline of 1917, is about the conquest of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was conquered from whom? See, Israel was not a state since it fallen. It fallen in Gregoria within the Roman Empire, so Israel was not a state at that time. It has always passed from one to the other, and the Ottoman Empire owned Israel, so to say, and the British Egyptian Expeditionary Force accepts the 9th of December. Accepts the surrender of Jerusalem by the major, by the mayor Hussein, following an effective defeat of the Ottoman Empire. So we have here. We will speak later about what is this empire, how did it form, and what role it played in the First World War, which was the last of this Ottoman Empire. It started in the Middle Ages after the Byzantine Empire, and it ended in the First World War.
Thank you.
So, brothers and sisters, we are speaking about this war that started in 1914. I want to call your attention of the first 50 years of the 20th century. And it makes sense. It makes sense that Our Lady of Fatima appeared between two great world wars. The greatest world wars that we have seen, Europe has always been the stage for wars, and these two were indeed very big. The one we are talking about is it was a bloody war. 20 million people were killed. The one that started on the 14 ended on the 18. And then we have like a time of peace, but soon after, on the year 1936, it started a war. It's important because Portugal is side by side with Spain, the civil war, the Spanish civil war, and it's because it's also connected with communism. The communists in Spain, they won the elections. They won the elections, and so they start ruling. But of course, they start ruling their own way. They start persecuting the church, the religion, and of course, Spain was very, 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 very Catholic country. So they start killing priests, killing, raping nuns, and killing them, even bishops. And so the people start reacting against this communism, although they won the elections. And we have a civil war in Spain. So the war in Spain was more or less east against the west. All the west of Spain, that means all the border with Portugal, they were called nationals. And all the east of Spain, so from Catalonia down to Andalusia, that was divided in two, so all the east, that is Aragon, Catalonia, and Alicante, Levante, Valencia, all those parts, they were communist. They were called in Spanish rojos, bermejos, or red. And so the war, this Spanish Civil War, lasted from 36 to 39. And precisely on the year 39, another war starts. Another war starts, that is the Second World War, from 39 to 45. From 39 to 45. So, as I told you, the first 50, half of the 20th century was wars in Europe. Was a terrible, terrible half century. We had peace after those 50 years of wars. We had peace, and precisely two institutions were created in Europe for that peace. The United an Alliance of Nations, it was called an Alliance of Nations, that it was created in Europe, but the United States never wanted to participate in this Alliance of Nations, so it was powerless, this Alliance of Nations. The other that was started was the European Union. The European Union was formed in 1957, very soon after the war, and it was also founded as a guarantee for peace, so that Europe would never enroll in another war. So this is the stage the international stage over which Our Lady of Fatima appears. So what are the causes of this First World War? Well, the causes of this First World War is, first, one of them is European expansionism. And the European expansionism, you see, on my view, there are countries in Europe that they made their expansion outside Europe. That's Portugal, the first that went out to the ocean, and then followed by Spain. And Portugal and Spain, they have colonial empires. Portugal had the first one and the last one on 1974. We gave up all the colonies, all the remaining colonies. England followed Spain and even France, although France to a smaller extent, they all expanded outside. Even the Dutch, even the Belgium, they expanded outside. But the German and the Austrians and these somehow East European countries, they never expanded outside. Russia never expanded outside. Germany never expanded outside. And even Italy never expanded outside Europe. They tried a little bit, but was not much. So somehow, my view is that the countries that they did not expanded outside Europe were to lose their energy, were to develop and conquer other lands. They somehow wanted to expand inside Europe, and that was the trouble. What we have inside Europe? So we have the British and French, they are allied. They are allied against the Germany, Austria-Hungary Empire, and the Ottoman Empire. Those are the powers at war in the First World War. So the central powers are the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Ottoman Empire, and Germany. These would be, so to say, the bad ones, if you want to see it in that way. And the good ones would be the British, the French, the Russians, followed by the United States and Italian, that also entered the war later on. As usual for the United States, he enters the war later on because they are far away from Europe, so they enter in the last stage. Now, another cause for this First World War was the Serbian nationalism. So, and it was not just a cause. Serbia, which used to belong to Yugoslavia, they were part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. They had been before part of the Ottoman Empire, but the Austro-Hungarian conquered the Serbia from the Ottoman Empire in 1878. But Serbia wanted to be independent from any empire. And so it triggers the war. How was it triggered? Well, the assassination of Franz Ferdinand. On June 28, 1914, the Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria was assassinated by Gavrilo Princip. Ferdinand was chosen as a target because he was to be the heir of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. On the day of his assassination, the Archduke traveled to Sarajevo to inspect imperial armed forces in Bosnia and Herzegovina, former Ottoman territories acquired by the Austro-Hungarian in 1908. While Ferdinand was traveling in an open car in Sarajevo, Princip fired into the car, shooting Ferdinand and his wife Sophie. Following the assassination, the Austro-Hungarian Empire issued an ultimatum to Serbia, which was rejected and led Austro-Hungarian Empire to declare a war against Serbia, to declare a war against a part of their empire, but they wanted to be independent, Serbia. Once the war was declared, it was, you know, nobody thought it was going to be a world war, but the alliances were all preparing themselves. So once Serbia was declared war, German supported the Austro-Hungarian Empire, whilst Russia supported Serbia. Of course, Russia, they are Slavic people, and Serbia are Slavic people, both Orthodox. So you see how the alliances are formed. So it supported Serbia. And there we have, we leave it at that. Today, we'll come back to speak about the Byzantine Empire. The Byzantine Empire and that gave way to the Ottoman Empire, but the alliances that are formed at the First World War is one side is Russia, you know, as to say, Great Britain, France, Russia, Italy, and the United States, and the other side is called the Central Powers, Central Europe Powers, that is Germany, Austro-Hungarian Empire and the Ottoman Empire and Bulgaria. So those are the enemies, so the ones that are going to wage war against each other. It is important, I will speak next time a word about the Ottoman Empire, because it's important. To its defeat, we have also a visitation, or not so a visitation, but an influence of the so-called Our Lady of Victories in the Battle of Lepanto. We'll speak about that after Easter, so we will have next week. It is the Holy Week, so after Easter we come back to these programs about Fatima. We will end up these events of the 1917, especially the war that was going on, and then we will be speaking about what was going on in Portugal on 1917, and eventually also why was Portugal chosen for one of the many visitations of Our Blessed Mother. So, happy Easter to all of you, and I'll see you after Easter.
You have been listening to Fatima, Where Heaven and Earth Have Met, with Father George Amaro. Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that this program is an encouragement to you. Please join us here on Radio Maria Canada, where Father George Amaro will continue his teaching about Our Blessed Mother and the significance of Fatima.